Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010.
It's that time. Lock and load. The Michael Berry Show is on the air.
Back to what's happening in Harris County. And yes, I realize I'm belaboring the point, but this is an indication. The fact that Lena Hidalgo is not ignoring the indictments and the investigation into her, and she is being investigated. Everyone down there tells me so. She is being investigated, and there are, in the public domain, text messages between her and her staff related to this Pereira woman who they gave the contract to. See, first they were going to do a COVID outreach program. Well, we could argue whether that even needed to be done. And we could argue, which would be correct, that the reason it was being done was that they would collect data that they would use for this November in her election campaign. You spend $20 million on an outreach program into targeted neighborhoods where your voters are. You could get some really good information. That kind of money coming into your campaign, but you're getting to run it without it costing your campaign a dime? That is, it's genius. It's evil, but it's genius. It's absolutely genius. And the way you get away with it, you don't go mess with the Republicans. You go into the poor and minority neighborhoods. And you say, these are the people that are not getting the help with COVID that they need. We're trying to serve the least among us. We're trying to serve the underserved. And I have committed to help the helpless. We're going to take this money, this $20 million, and we're going to knock on every door, and we're going to make sure that no Harris County resident is left behind. And so you put people in their little T-shirt that says, Harris County Assistance, Lena Hidalgo, County Judge. Get that in front of them every day, like you do signs and everything else. And you go to their house. And you go, we want to talk to you about COVID. How are y'all doing? Everything good? Can we get you a free COVID shot? I mean, there's resources. We noticed you're not registered to vote. We want to make sure. Because, I mean, who's going to argue? We register to vote all the time, right? We put voter registration everywhere because we want everybody registered. Yeah. They don't register voters on the west side of Houston. They don't register voters in Kingwood or Clear Lake. They don't register voters where they know the voters will be Republican. They're not setting up voter registration in the Villages or Memorial or the Energy Corridor. It ain't happening. They're not registering voters in Tomball or Cypress. They're registering voters where they know they've got a high saturation of Democrats. So while they were there, they would have registered you. And who's going to know if the people have been trained, which they would be, to ask some questions? Hey, what could the county judge do better? Good question, right? A customer service survey. And if they said, well, she could stop running her mouth all the time and locking the county down. Oop, boom, boom. don't talk to this person again, don't register that person. That person's likely to vote against her. And that'll happen. Even in minority communities, that will happen. But if the question is, the county judge wants to know what she could do better. Do you know who Lena Hidalgo is? There's your name ID. Yes. Are you hearing her messaging on COVID? What could she do better? Better? Huh. I'm just thankful for her. She's working very hard to keep us safe and healthy. And if you know her, please pass it along that we appreciate her. Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote? It shows you're not. Can I get you registered? Just like that. Millions and millions and millions of dollars. So that was why the committee couldn't choose UT Health Science Center, because you couldn't talk them into doing a voter outreach using COVID outreach money. So that's why the UT Health Science Center was determined not to be as qualified as this one woman campaign manager working out of an apartment in Montrose. I mean, how laughable is this? It's not even just a Democrat hack firm. It's a one-woman operation out of an apartment in Montrose that has zero experience with public health or anything of this matter, of this subject, up against UT Health Science Center, an esteemed, nationally recognized institution that has a full staff to do this. And if they had just sat quietly and let Lena give this money away, we probably wouldn't know anything about it. But remember when Jack Cagle asked the question, why are we giving over $10 million in a rigged bid to a one-woman operation out of an apartment in Montrose? And that was the tell. You've seen Rounders. That was the moment. There was your John Malkovich moment. Lena lost her stuff. She lost her her vegan breakfast at that moment. And she said, she's not a one-woman company in an apartment in Montrose. I take offense at you saying that. So Cagle said, I'll read from her website. As a one-woman operation out of an apartment in Montrose, you're just being mean and hateful. So what'd she do? She started hearing that investigators were poking around. Local, state, federal. She got nervous. So we'd like to spend all that federal money to canvass and register and motivate for our campaign this November, because we're going to be up against a tough election against Alex Mueller. But we may have gone too far. We may have committed a crime. So what we got to do is pull back, drop this little thing, and once we win in November, oh, we will really rape the Treasury for the next 4 years. But we got to get reelected. So let's just drop this for now and let it go away. And then she started saying exactly what Sylvester Turner said when his housing director said that Turner had told him to pick his former law partner of 30 years to get the affordable housing contract. And he fired the housing director, who's a whistleblower, who's going to get a big paycheck for that. He said, oh, look, we've already dropped it. Why are we still talking about it? We already dropped it. That's like the bank robber leaving and he's four blocks away going, I mean, I've already left the bank. Why are we still talking about this? The Barry Show. To the incompetent and corrupt Comandante Lena Hidalgo. Huh. Let's go back to the line where she accuses Kim Ogg, a Democrat, of engaging in a political vendetta against her.
It's not okay to pursue a political vendetta, a political exercise under the guise of a criminal investigation.
First of all, the "it's not okay" is what liberal 26-year-olds say. It's not okay for a guy to just ask you out on a date. That's a trigger for some people. It's not okay to assume a girl is a girl because she might identify as a male, and therefore it's a he, and he will be offended if you tell him he's pretty. It's not okay. This isn't leadership. She was the little puppet, just as Joe Biden was the useful puppet for the people behind the scenes who run things. And that's exactly what's going on in Harris County. Nobody knew who she was. She was put up to run, and now Rodney Ellis is running the county, but he couldn't get elected as county judge. Now he's running the county without having to run countywide. It's a precinct perfectly situated for him, so he'll be there for life. And he's doing everything through her because she doesn't know how to do anything. And everybody at the county knows it. Let's hear that. It's not okay, political. But this, let me tell you something. When Kim Ogg got the news that Lena Hidalgo had said this, she might have put her fist through a wall. Or you may say, Michael, you always criticize her. Yes, I do. I will criticize anybody if they're not doing what they're supposed to do. If I don't think you're prosecuting criminals the way you ought to be prosecuting criminals, then I'm going to criticize you. If it surprises you that I've known her for 20 years, it shouldn't. I was on city council. I was mayor pro tem. I know most people in public life who were around back then. Kim and I were actually friends, not just acquaintances, friends. She ran Crime Stoppers. And by the way, surprise, she did a damn fine job doing it. The Kim Ogg I watched over the last couple of years before this deal with Hidalgo was not the Kim Ogg I knew in the aughts, 2004, 5, 6, 7. That Kim Ogg, she wanted to nail criminals to the wall. She was hardcore. Nail them to the wall. Show them no mercy. She was respected by law enforcement and the prosecutors community. Most people back then thought she'd be district attorney, and most of us thought it would be as a Republican. That's the truth. She actually got off track in order to win as a Democrat and started doing things that are not in her core. She hates crime, always has. And she had a prosecutor's mentality. And she probably could have won. There were some complications with Mike Anderson there, but she probably could have won as a Republican and been the tough-as-nails Republican district attorney. But for some changes that went very different ways. And when people get in public office, they tend to dance for the one the piper. I think I just mixed analogies wrong. It's okay. Let's hear that again. It's a new studio. Yeah, I got to get my analogies straight in the new studio. This studio is not conducive to analogies yet. That's a good point. All right, so this is the war she has declared on Kim Ogg. And I'm telling you, this is the point from which you do not retreat. This is the point from which you say, I've got to go all out. I wouldn't be shocked if Kim Ogg is indicting her today, tomorrow, Friday. I wouldn't, because when you start as the Harris County judge that sits on the commission that funds the district attorney's office, the district attorney doesn't work for her. It's a different office, but it is a branch of Harris County government. For her to attack the district attorney this brazenly and in such an adversarial, confrontational way, they know what's coming and they're getting out ahead of it. You see what's happening, right? They know she's about to be indicted. And they don't want it to look like, well, here's Kim Ogg out here doing her investigation. And I guess her investigation revealed that you were committing crimes and we're bringing it before a grand jury. And then we're indicting her and the grand jury agrees. So instead of it looking like a surprise, she's getting out in front of it and saying she's engaged in a political vendetta. So this afternoon when she gets indicted, or tomorrow or Friday or next week, they go, Comandante, are you surprised at the indictment? What is your reaction? We're not surprised. We knew this would happen. As I said last week, this is a political vendetta. I know I'm spending a lot of time on this topic because I want you to realize what's happening. Lena Hidalgo's team is now doing the only thing they can do. A deal is off the table. And a deal's definitely off the table now that they've gone after this. If she cut a deal, she can't win in November. If she doesn't win in November, Alex Mueller wins. And when Mueller wins, Republicans take back a 3-2 majority. And now the Democrats can't do all the nonsense. There'll be no elevate strategies getting a kickback. There'll be no spending $40-something million dollars on child care. Baker Ripley House won't be getting their fund. All the little quote-unquote charities that have all the politicians who've been in office. Go look at the boards of these things. A bunch of Vidal Martinez's, frankly. It's a bunch of people that have hung around the process that are basically lobbyists calling themselves businessmen. I'm a businessman. What's your business? I'm in business. Okay, but what is your business? You get paid by local governments to facilitate making problems go away when they take bribes. What is the business? Tell me what the business. I'm a businessman. I've been a businessman in this town for 50 years. What is that business? Well, it's business. It's me. Okay, well. Like, do you sell things? Do you buy things? Do you trade things?
I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it. Rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeyardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE. Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010.
How do you get paid? And who pays you? Because I'm looking at the different payments. You obviously make money because you're contributing to all these Democrats, including Lena Hidalgo and Act Blue and Sheila Jackson Lee. So where's the money coming from? What is the business? Good sir. I genuinely want to know about this businessman's business. You seem to be getting paid from taxpayer dollars, and it's not clear exactly what for. I'm not really sure that's the reformer mentality we need going into Harris County to fix a problem of insiders self-dealing. That might be exactly the opposite of what we need. And finally, Lena Hidalgo will not be deterred. That's number four.
I can handle this.
That's what she said.
She will not be deterred.
I can handle this.
That's what she said.
And so I just put that on the Michael Berry Show.
Michael Berry Show.
713-999-1000 is the new phone number. 713-999-1000. The neat thing is that we will be able, if you call before or after the show, or at any time when we're not on the air, or even if we just can't get to your call, you will be able to leave a voicemail in a digital format that Chad and then Jim Mudd will be able to review. And when appropriate, we will be able to play those on the air, which we're looking forward to. We had a whole different line before, and then you had to remember the number, and nobody could remember the number. So that's going to be nice. Our number is much easier to remember now, 713-999-1000. That's a good thing. And secondly, we will add the capability, functionality of being able to take your calls off air that you leave a voicemail. For instance, and please don't call right now because we're live on the air, but when we finish today, I have asked folks with Memorial Day coming, you can call at any time, day or night, and leave us a message with the name and where they died in the line of in battle. Remember, Memorial Day is not the day we honor those who served. It's not the day we honor those who are currently serving. It's not the day we honor a particular branch. It is the day specifically that we honor those who died while serving in combat. That is the only, that's not a day that we say thanks to veterans. That is the day, or you do whatever you want, but that is the day we remember those who did not come home. That is their one day. And so before you call, make sure that it is someone who died in battle. When you leave your message, you can write it down ahead of time, but at least maybe spend a minute rehearsing it so that you can say your name. Hey, this is Susie in Cyprus. My uncle, Tom Smith from Beaumont, Texas, died in 1973 in the Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam, serving in the Army's whatever infantry. He was 24 years old. And that's how that call should go. If you want to say something quickly about them, but we will put some of those on the air on our Memorial Day tribute. So take your time, write it down, call Mama and ask and get the exact details. If you want to give their full name, if you want to tell where they went to high school, where they grew up, what branch they were serving in, where they died, what year that was, how old they were at the time of their death, feel free to do that. All right, so the new number is 713-999-1000. Please put that in your phone now as my name, because that's how you'll remember our number when it comes time to call, because you want to be on the show, and it's going to be an occasion that you say, well, I would never want to call you, Michael. There is always a time that you finally go, oh, okay, I did want to call about that one thing, because we're going to be talking about adoption, and you were adopted or you adopted, and you're going to want to offer a perspective, or we're going to be talking about fostering, or we're going to be talking about some crazy situation that's in the news, and you want to offer the perspective of a pilot or a grocery store clerk or a school teacher or a pastor of a church, and you're going to wish you had the number, but I won't give it out at that moment, and so you won't be able to call in. So put it in now, even though you don't think you'll ever use it. 713-999-1000. And I don't expect to say this very many times, but I'm going to say it one time and quickly. In the third week of August, I think August, let me see here. I think it is August 18th through the 18th through the 20th, 19th through the 21st. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm doing a very small trip. It'll be similar to Palm Beach, but more pared down. And you'll do your own housing and your own flights, so you can come in earlier or later, make it a lot easier. It's $5,000 a person. If you email me, we'll send you the details. Because of the plane size and because of the restaurants we've chosen, the group is limited to 30 people. So it's once it's closed. I can't expand it. We don't have any way to do that. So if you're interested in learning more, just shoot me an email, michaelberryshow.com. You can come as an individual or you can come as a couple. It's the payment is per person. So there'll be some single folks who come and there'll be a lot of couples who come. I'm sure a lot of our folks that went to Palm Beach will probably come as well. Just guessing because everybody had a great time. And we will be gathering that group next Thursday to celebrate the end of that trip and everything that went with it and how awesome it was. And that'll be our wrap-up trip for that. Gas prices top $4 a gallon in every U.S. state for the first time ever, according to the AAA. They say the average per gallon price reached a new record of $4.52 on Tuesday. Drivers in California facing the biggest hit, with prices in the Golden State reaching a new record of $6.02 per gallon. The surge in gas prices is contributing to the highest inflation in four decades. J.P. Morgan says because consumers are spending more on gas, they're cutting back on other consumer goods and services. The higher prices also come at a time when gas stations are switching to their summer blends of gasoline, which AAA says adds as much as 10 cents per gallon to motorist costs. Up until Monday, there were three states where gas could still be found at an average price below $4 a gallon: Georgia, Kansas, and Oklahoma. But with the jump in prices on Tuesday, those states joined the $4 per gallon club, with prices hitting $4.06 in Georgia, $4 in Kansas, and $4.01 in Oklahoma. I read a lot of emails, and I am hearing particularly from housewives and mommies who are going to grocery stores that are not well stocked, and what is left on the shelves is a higher price, like Venezuela. This Bidenflation is bad.
The Michael Berry Show.
Ooh, Michael Berry.
I still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky-tonks and pretty women. Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing about the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. When I'm gone, well, the truth about a mirror is that a damned old mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside.
Texas. Born on this day, 70 years ago, George Harvey Strait, now George Harvey Strait Sr., born to John Byron Strait and Doris Jean Cowser Strait, grew up in Pearsall, because I know y'all are already sending me an email. He's not from Poteet, Michael. He was born in Poteet. He's from Pearsall. So he gets to be the pride of Poteet, too, in Frio County. His father was a junior high mathematics teacher and the owner of a 2,000-acre cattle ranch outside Big Wells, Texas. When he was in fourth grade, his father and his mother divorced, and his mother moved away with his sister, Pensy. George and his brother, John Jr., were raised by their father. He said his greatest musical influence during his high school years when he had a garage band, the Beatles. It's always interesting to me when you think about, hey, that's not anything like what I would have expected. You wouldn't think that the Beatles were his influence. You think it'd be Merle Haggard. It was. Bob Wills, it was. Sinatra, you could see that. Hank Sr., every country musician will say that, even if it's not. Served in the United States Army as an infantryman. Went to Texas State University in San Marcos. They eventually presented him an honorary doctorate. But he did actually graduate. He also endowed the Freeman Ranch for agricultural purposes, land and wildlife management, and lots of scholarships given back rather generously to his university. All right, let's test the phone lines here. Before we do that, we'll test the phone lines anyway. Let's go to JR. You're on the Michael Berry Show.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Morning, Michael. My question I have for you, and maybe you can explain it. You know, we issued $11 million bid to these elevator companies, whatever the hell it is.
Elevate Strategies.
Okay. And then all of a sudden, we're in trouble. So she has the authority to withdraw it. Well, my question to Lena is, why didn't we put it back out there for people to bid on?
She wanted it to go away. No, you're right, and you're asking the right question. She wanted this to go away. We didn't need COVID outreach. She wanted this to go away because they had committed a crime. She got out over her skis, and what they're doing now, the way they're doing this now, which is where they pick companies that are there that are their hand chosen to reward, is they don't put it out to bid anymore. Now they just choose them. See, where they got in trouble was the bid rigging. If they had never put it out to bid, then their argument would be, we didn't think it needed to go to bid. But by putting it out to bid, which is what is typically done, they cheated the bid process, and that's where they committed the felony. So what they learned from that should have been, don't commit felonies. But instead, like every criminal, they learned a workaround to their crime so that they could do it without being indicted, but still be just as unethical. And yes, we are aware there's a crackling noise in the phone lines. It's just one of many things that'll have to be worked through. But thank you all for letting me know. Barry, you're on the Michael Berry Show. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. How are you today?
Good. What you got?
I just wanted to bring something up. It was brought up in conversation about, you know, working and vacations and so on and so forth. And discussing about these holidays and what these holidays actually mean to us, you know, historically, and to think about, you know, people that we've loved and people that have actually formed this nation. And now that PTO has become such a big thing in organizations, basically calling it just paid time off. But yet, you know, we have a category that shows the vacation schedules also. But when in discussions with other people, a lot of times it's brought up that, well, it's just PTO. Like I'll say, hey, well, we have Veterans Day off coming up. Another person just goes, well, it's just PTO. You know, just like writing it off is to nothing.
Yeah.
Just like you were saying, you need to remember this is what this is for.
That's right.
And I think this is very important.
This is not just a day for a barbecue. There's no reason you can't have barbecue and have family come together. But we should remember the reason for the occasion. Jimmy Fallon will be our guest coming up next, a little Jimmy Fallon comedy.
I've been on the road. I was in Pennsylvania last week. Pennsylvania is a boring state, man. I actually saw a deer run up to a hunter, like, shoot me, I'm right here. I can't. You know, you're driving through Pennsylvania, see those dead deer on the side of the road. Those aren't accidents. Those are suicides, people. Every one of those deer left a little note under the body, like, I'm bored, you know? People are treating jokes like they're hate crimes. They take everything very seriously. They get offended, like the words. Like, where I'm from, New York, you know, everybody, they keep changing the language, man. You can't even call a pervert anymore. You got to call them Governor Cuomo.
Jimmy Fallon of Fox will be our guest coming up next. Mostly, to be completely honest, because I want to be good friends with him. And this gives me an excuse to be friends, because he's hilarious.
Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010.